is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a wildfire that's been raging in Malibu, California for more than 2 days.
I was in my room at 10:30 at night. I was just about to jump into bed, and I heard honking at the same time the text message came in that said Malibu Canyon fire. I was the first one to run outside.
That woman among 20,000 who've evacuated.
I looked up over the mountain, and it was orange, and I just screamed, and I said, it's coming. We got to go.
At least 15 structures have been damaged or destroyed. More than 1,000 others are threatened. The flames are 0% contained. A parade of pics for President Trump's upcoming administration continues to visit lawmakers crucial to the confirmation process. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Nominees making rounds on Capitol Hill: Pam Bondi, Trump's choice to be Attorney General; Kash Patel, the pick to lead the FBI; Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor and Trump's choice for Homeland Security Secretary.
I'll work with him to get his vision accomplished.
And Tulsi Gabbard, his pick for Director of National Intelligence.
Inflation is picking up again. New numbers from the Labor Department show it accelerated at a yearly rate of 2.7% in November, thanks to the price of used cars, car insurance, and hotel rooms. It'll be food for thought for Federal Reserve officials who meet next week to decide on whether or how much to cut interest rates. Syrians continue to express their anger over the newly overthrown Assad regime. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The tomb of Bashar al-Assad's father has been torched in his hometown in Latakia province. Rebel fighters watched as it burned. Hafez al-Assad ruled Syria with an iron fist for 30 years. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East for his 12th visit since the war between Israel and Hamas began.
A man who faked his own drowning in a Wisconsin lake in August is back home and in jail.
Police tried to convince him to come back and said he could be charged with obstructing the investigation into his disappearance. Borgward admitted he traveled 50 miles from his home to Green Lake, where he overturned his kayak, dumped his phone, then took an inflatable boat to shore. He said he picked that lake because it's the deepest in Wisconsin. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Here's another reason not to smoke, especially around kids. CBS's Torian Small.
A new study suggests cutting children's exposure to their parents smoking may lower their risk of developing multiple sclerosis later in life, at least in people who are genetically predisposed to the disease.
S&P futures are up 23, Dow futures ahead 89. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Fire Station Number 4 now hosts Wisconsin's third Safe Haven Baby Box. That's an installation providing a secure and anonymous option for parents to surrender newborns. The temperature-controlled box has a detection system that ensures immediate care for infants. It marks an expansion of the state's safe surrender options. Temps will be dropping into single digits and wind chills going into the negative territory. It's all on tap for tomorrow. A quick warm-up is anticipated, bringing temperatures back to the 30s by Friday and 40 over the weekend. Warming centers will be running tomorrow in most communities. Racine police and U.S. Marshals are seeking a 36-year-old Racine man for attempted homicide and weapons charges. George Mitchell Jr. is wanted from an April incident. He has ties to Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois, and he's considered armed and dangerous. His image is on the Racine police social media page. And Wilmot Mountain in Kenosha County has reopened. They'll be pumping out fake snow until the real stuff comes down. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy, becoming windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on light snow showers today. We're going to drop into the mid-teens by late afternoon. The wind will be out of the west, gusting between 20 and 30 by late today. Tonight, windy down to 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine and colder with a high of 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around.
Local news, timeless hits, Christmas carols, and cowbells. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Welcome to the middle of the week and the best music ever recorded on WRJN.
Down on the corner, out felt happy feet. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the pump for the flame, bringing you felt happy feet. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the pump for the flame, bringing you felt happy feet.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
Lee Michaels. On the station playing timeless hits, plus local news and Christmas classics too, WRJN. The grown-up gift list, I've got another keyword coming up for you at 11 o'clock this morning, shortly after that, to be honest. And that word will be worth $100. So, if you haven't already, download the Civic Media app to your smartphone. You can get it at civicmedia.us or at the WRJN website. Head to civicmedia.us/contest-terms for full rules for our text to win contest. And good luck winning $100 with the word you'll hear right after 11 on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Day number 7 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Von Hassel Jewelers, designing and crafting custom certified jewelry in downtown Racine for over 20 years. This holiday season, say I love you with a gift that sparkles with meaning. Save big on a stunning necklace, engagement ring, anniversary piece, or other one-of-a-kind fine jewelry. Perfect for that special someone. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $400 gift certificate for just $200. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Booker T and the MGs. The song is called Green Onions. My guess is that mommy wasn't kissing Santa Claus after Santa Claus had some green onions, but I digress. Santa Baby Eartha Kitt. Love this song. It's just kind of cool.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. See if you believe in me. Santa Baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
little chilly, and it's going to get chillier for surfing, but it's up to you. Who am I to judge, right? Let's find out. Let's get an update from WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll be a weather roller coaster for temperatures this week. Temps will be plummeting to single digits tomorrow and potentially reaching the teens with wind chills dropping into the negative territory. A quick warm-up is expected with temperatures back to the 30s by Friday and back near 40 over the weekend. There could be a rain-snow mix Friday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Those needing help with the coming cold can call 211 for more information about warming centers. The image of a wanted Racine man is up online. Racine police and U.S. Marshals are asking people to look at the pictures of 36-year-old George Mitchell Jr. He's wanted for attempted homicide and multiple weapons charges stemming from an incident in Racine back in April. Mitchell has ties to Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois, and he is considered armed and dangerous. And following a fire at a Kenosha-assisted living facility, a donation drive has been launched. Frontita Azalea Place had a fire in their attic Friday night. They've got a donation drive going to help displaced residents. The sprinkler system in that facility did limit the damage Friday night. The need in this donation drive is for clothing, personal care items, and electronics. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy, becoming windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on light snow showers today. We're going to drop into the mid-teens by late afternoon. The wind will be out of the west, gusting between 20 and 30 by late today. Tonight, windy down to 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine and colder with a high of 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
timeless hits, and Bucky Badger basketball. The men's team playing again Saturday at Butler.
here on WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Thank you.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And the grown-up gift list, the next keyword shortly after 11 o'clock. That'll give you another chance to win a nice prize. This time $100 up for grabs from WRJN. All the leaves are fine.
Setting suns and lonely love. tide lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
Did Green Eyed Lady. Their other hit, the follow-up hit, was Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. WRJN, this is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, and the Packers playing Sunday night. And it's going to be a great game with Seattle as our target. Primetime showdown Sunday night with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron doing the play-by-play and all the action. Heard here on WRJN and sponsored by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Again, the pregame coming up at 5 o'clock. Kickoff shortly after 7 here on WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th. Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
WRJN.
for wearing your bracelets.
Just take your glasses.
Local news, timeless hits, and songs about people like Judy and Cecilia and Mrs. Robinson. She'll be along later. She's running a little late.
Hits WRJN.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get. together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes in Malibu, California, where a fire that broke out Monday night is still raging. Among the evacuees, Cher and 98-year-old Dick Van Dyke. Correspondent Carter Evans is in Malibu.
Firefighters have been making good progress here with the aircraft throughout the night. We've got strong winds and low humidity, and that has been driving this fire. Now, it's been too dangerous for ground crews to continue the fight, so that's why we've seen these water-dropping helicopters around the clock.
The flames have burned more than 3,000 acres and destroyed several homes. New numbers for the Fed to chew on when Reserve officials meet next week to consider cutting interest rates again. Inflation ticked up slightly in November. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This was largely expected when we pull out food and energy, the core rate up 3.3% from a year ago. That matches the previous month.
Taking some of the blame, higher prices for used cars and hotel rooms. A massive merger in the supermarket industry is off.
The proposed food link-up has certainly spoiled. Albertsons says it's ended its proposed $25 billion grocery store mega merger with Kroger and will sue the Cincinnati-based chain after the deal was blocked by two courts. Federal regulators had challenged the merger, saying it would lead to less grocery store competition, even higher food prices, and job cuts. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Christmas is 2 weeks from today. So is the start of Hanukkah, and AAA is expecting a record surge in holiday travelers. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in Phoenix.
Now, the busiest days to fly the airline.